Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Chaim Herring back on the show. Dr. Herring is here. He's a rabbi and a doctorate, a PhD in organizational and management expertise. He's the CEO of ChaimHerring.com, author of Connecting Generations, and co-author of Leading Congregations and Nonprofit Organizations in a Connected World, and he's our good friend, Chaim Herring. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Thanks for having me back again.
Good to have you back, as always. I was telling the audience, I was reminding them before you got here, that that we're in unprecedented times right now in the workplace. Not only do we have more generations, as we define generations, more of them in the workplace at one time. When I was a pup, there was really just three, maybe four. Now there's as many as five. But it's not just the demographics that are complicating and compounding the workplace environment, but the new stuff that's being introduced, the technology, is really stirring up the pot a lot more than it would have been, say, 40 or 50 years ago. And that's adding a big degree of difficulty to our workplace, and I'm glad you're here to help us sort it out. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. This is totally without precedent before. And I have to tell you a story. I learned this during research that kind of captures all of the problems just in this one story. So I was interviewing a boomer who was caretaking for her mom, who was in her 90s at the time. Mom was not doing well. They decided to have a home care companion come in. Turns out that the daughter, who called her mother every day, said, "Mom, how are you?" And her mother said, "I'm fine, and my home care companion and her friend are doing well." And the daughter said, "Well, Mom, you know, like, we only hired one person." And she said, "I know, but I hear my home care companion saying, 'Sorry, how do you write a check?
Oh.
Sorry, how do you drive to the doctor?'" So daughter slams down the phone, drives home, fires the home care companion, holds up her iPhone and says, "Mom, Sorry is not a person. This is Siri, and
wow,
she lives in your phone." She then got her 28-year-old millennial nephew to move in. So here we have somebody from the greatest generation, a boomer, a millennial, and probably a Gen X manager who's dealing with absenteeism and decreased productivity.
Right. Wow, what a story.
Mm-hmm.
How do we sort all that out? How do we deal with all that?
Well, I think we have to look at workplace culture and benefits much more expansively, more creatively, and of course, always making sure that there's compliance with the EEOC guidelines. But another thing that I learned is, you know, millennials and even Gen Zers, they're thinking less about retirement savings and more about college debt, because they figured out if they can't get out from under that, that will crush them for the rest of their lives.
It is changing how they feel about debt, whether they have much or not. How they feel about debt is changing our society. It's changing the normal progression of American society. The home ownership, the birth rate, all that's being impacted, which leads to the economy and our school system and a lot. I mean, the implications are huge.
I think that you really just expanded something that can be, you know, simplified to an issue like debt, and you've alluded to the massive societal changes and implications that this has. So some companies are turning to places like, you know, Gratify or Abbott Laboratories that now offer programs for employers who want to give as a benefit to millennials college loan repayment options that increase their ability to pay down their loans,
yeah,
decrease their debt, and also through the workplace they can have some savings.
Well, and also that what that does for the company is it gives them an employee who might be a little more loyal to them than they otherwise would have been.
Well, I think, again, you're right, this whole question of not having a one-size-fits-all employee engagement program, I think, is something that really requires, especially in a small to medium-sized company, a lot of creativity, but they have more flexibility, too.
Right. No, that's exactly right. So one of the things that I think we also need to work on is that story you told about the person who got fired. I fear that person doesn't know why they got fired and doesn't understand that there was a reason for it, not because somebody was just an old fogey, but because their performance wasn't proper. I worry that's what happens sometimes because you see what I mean? You see where I'm going with this? What do we do about that? What do we do about that? Because sometimes when I'm working with millennials, and I try to manage what they're doing, which is another way of saying correct them for a mistake that they made. In other words, have a discussion with them about a shortcoming. I'm made to feel like I'm a bully or something when all I'm doing is trying to help us seek excellence. What do you think?
Well, I think, again, you've got a big generational difference, millennials, especially when it comes to criticism. If they're not getting a trophy for achieving, then criticism comes as an especially rude shock. But
we're not picking on people, folks. These are things. I'm hearing this kind of thing from a lot of people, and none of them are bullies. Go ahead.
Well, I think that again just reinforces how serious an issue this is. But if you pair up an older millennial or a younger Gen Xer with a millennial, and then you're building leadership, and you're not the only one who's trying to give constructive feedback to someone who has potential and can grow.
Yeah, yeah. Haim, I need your website, please.
It's www.HaimHaring, HaimHaring.com.
HaimHaring.com is the website. The book is called Connecting Generations. And Dr. Haim Haring and I will be right back after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.